Tough night at the office. We know that's not good enough. I got to do a better job getting these guys ready to play. We have to rebound fast, but give credit to the Steelers. They played a good game. Let's open it up.
Just your general thoughts of the offense just not being able to get on track and what you thought was behind it?
Yeah, we were behind in field position early in the ball game. Then we got some good field position. Penalties and unopportune times. We need to take advantage of the field position. I thought we had some things out there, but again, we'll take a look at it on film.
What is your overall level of concern with the offense?
It's consistency. You know, we need to play more consistent. We need to, take care of the ball better. That showed up again today, two turnovers. One of them was, on fourth down, but take care of the ball and play with more consistency.
Did Eli seem to be pressing a little bit, maybe just forcing a couple of his throws tonight?
Maybe on some fourth downs, but we'll take a look at the film.
You have any theories? I mean, we're 12 games into the season now. Why your offense hasn't been able to really be consistent for a long stretch this season?
Well, we are who we are right now, and we need to go back to work. You can't just flip a switch and have things change. You have to put work into it, and it has to pay dividends for you.
You concerned that it might not happen now? I mean, you're kind of running out of time.
No, I'm not. We're working at it.
What was the issue on Eli's first interception, one targeted Danell in the end zone?
I'll take a look at the film, see what happened. We had a one-on-one matchup there. We had a chance to hit Larry up the alley, but we'll take a look at it on tape.
Ben, Odell has one target in the first half, but I think maybe 13 or 14 in the second. Is that a result of you guys figuring something out about their coverage and excluding it? Or are you emphasizing that coming out of halftime?
It's the way the ball game went. We try to put him in positions where he's going to be featured or the primary receiver in a lot of the things we do. So it just went that way in the second half.
And did you get an explanation why they picked up the flag when Wiltai got hit?
Said it was they threw it for pass interference and the ball was uncatchable.
You had a lot of trouble with their tight ends. What was the cause of that?
As far as...
Well, they had a lot of yards.
Their tight ends. They have some talent there, some talented players. They had some matchups on us, and they converted. A couple of them were misdirection type passes where they're going to pump and fake a screen underneath and then throw one over the top, and they made some nice plays there on us.
Does the fact that Shepherd had no targets last week, Cruz has none this week, is that indicative of a lack of consistency or a lack of efficiency?
We weren't efficient. We need to be more efficient. And again, we'll go back and we'll take a look at it.
Ben, when Eli has a day like he had today, which wasn't good, I mean, can you guys win if he plays that way?
He turned the ball over twice. I thought he hung in the pocket and he battled. The one turnover on fourth down. If he could have got a little more mustard on the ball, we had a chance for a big play, but that's tough running to the right and throwing back across your body. But if we can run the ball a little bit better and complete the ball a little bit better, it's going to increase our chances to win.
Do you have any idea, JPP, how serious that might be, the injury?
I do not. No, we'll have to do further testing.
How's Cody Sensabaugh? I heard he went to the hospital.
I haven't. I've heard a little bit back. I heard it's not something that's tremendously serious, so. Looks like we're out of the woods there, but we'll have to find out more.
He'll travel back with you guys tonight?
I don't know that.
Did you sense frustration on your guys? Eli was a little bit more demonstrative on some non-calls and, a couple guys were. Did you sense anything with
on what non-calls?
Just later, maybe, the not getting a pass interference, maybe on Odell. There was a couple times where...
I thought they may have been early a couple times, but there were bang-bang plays. And in those instances, you'd rather, let them play. But I thought they were early on Odell maybe once or twice.
And there was another fourth down and short close to the goal line. Was there any doubt in your mind on that one? And what do you think
doubt the effect in my mind on?
On going for it?
No.
And the effect of not getting it, did that hurt a little bit more than?
On the fourth and one?
Yeah.
No, because I believe we created a turnover there and scored the very next series. So. Field position. We needed to score touchdowns. Field goals wasn't gonna do the trick. So We need to score touchdowns. We didn't convert there. We came up with the ball, had good field position after that, and we were able to punch it in.
Do you have any issue with the hold on Flowers in the end zone, the call?
Again, I just saw the replay of it. You know, it was on the other side of the field from me. I saw the replay of it. I'll have to go back and look at it on film.
What did you think of the offensive line, and did you contemplate making any changes at any point?
No, I thought, we had some good moments and some bad moments, but we need to be more consistent all around.